Welcome to the Analytics Dynasty Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara, and we are doing 10 minutes of waiver stuff here for your Week 11 preparation. And not a ton of news at quarterback. I think Desmond Ritter's going to get a shot is kind of the like ear to the ground type of thing. It's not a big factor for us in Superflex. Like, listen, if it's maybe like 25-man-ish, one quarterback, like, is he available there? It's going to be tough, to, I think, to hold him in much shallower of leagues, but I could see him sort of in that sort of range. That'd be a spot that I'd be interested in. Again, I keep thinking at this point of the calendar, right? Who makes a big deal for us in a really short sample size? So I actually saw someone write this week that, now is kind of the time where, handcuff running backs or injury away running backs have, diminishing value at this point in the calendar. And my question, my challenge to you would be, what would you rather spend your time doing? What would you rather spend your time doing than, rostering people that can make a big difference? There's two places you can really do it. Quarterback, backup quarterback, and running back, right? Wide receiver, it's really tough. Tight end, it's really tough, right? Who's getting all hot and bothered about starting Jack Stoll this week? Certainly not I. Who would get really jacked up to start Tyler Huntley in a playoff game? I feel a lot better about that, right? We know what that looks like. We've seen him produce at a high level. So much rather spend our time doing that than to sort of, spending our time in the mediocrity of some of the other positions. So optimize there. I think Tyrod makes a lot of sense, especially with some of the beating that Daniel Jones has been taking. Huntley, Gardner Minshew, Case Keenum would be some names there. Colt McCoy as well. Chad Henne, Chase Daniel, some guys that we've seen there have some success. Stashing Jordan Love, who knows what Aaron Rodgers is going to do. Sam Howell at some point, maybe. I think Tyler Heineke should keep this job, even though he hasn't been particularly good. He's done something for them. Like, he's in the quarterback wins category, and I'm sort of open to the idea that there's something more there than we can measure. All right, the next one, turning to running backs, I don't have to preach to my choir, okay? But every year there's at least one running back that comes from deep on a depth chart to make an impact in the fantasy playoffs. Last year it was Penny. Justin Jackson were among the top four scorers in the running back position weeks 15 through 17 and in week 16. Last of 2020, Myles Gaskin running back 2, Samaje Perine running back 3, Jeff Wilson running back 5. Top 5 of those, of the top 5 scores, 60% of them I just listed. Other examples include Damian Williams in 2018, Tim Hightower in 2015. This year, how about Keontae Ingram? Darrell Williams to IR. They cut Eno Benjamin. I think Eno Benjamin got picked up. I believe he got picked up by the Texans. So that might actually cloud a Burkhead share. We'll have to see how that goes. I'm not sure what the return to play of Darrell Williams is, but we got a couple of weeks here where Keontae Ingram is the guy. What's that look like going forward? I don't know. I'm super interested to see. They haven't done a ton of expected points out of the running back position. However, I will say one thing. When you look top five, top 16 consistently in terms of routes run from the running back position, they haven't been targeting them. I think that's actually a hidden spot where expected points isn't coming out, right? Because they're not drawing targets. So you're not getting, I don't think it's taking into account enough of sort of that opportunity share. So I think there's some hidden stuff there that could potentially be an opportunity there for Keontae Ingram. Tristan Ebner, I don't know what the hell's going on with Khalil Herbert. There's some, he's hurt, and then they're playing sort of, footloose and fancy free with some of the injuries report stuff. I'm definitely sort of on him. By the way, I've updated all the HHG stuff, so probably worth going back through and curating the back end of your rosters. I've been a little bit maniacal about it in the past week or so, really trying to sharpen my axe of HHGs. Justice Hill, Samaje Perine, Breida, Hasty, Dwayne Washington, Jordan Wilkins, all widely available in leagues at MFL. The receivers, not a ton here. Again, I don't do a ton of this. Darius Slayton's a guy that might be out there I don't use them in the Football Guys article because the cutoff's shorter than 50%. But Kendall Hinton, Nick Westbrook-Ikhina are both out there. Hinton's more interesting to me. Westbrook-Ikhina has basically done nothing with a lot of opportunity or a lot of, you know, being on the field. Kendall Hinton actually stepped up and did something this past week when given the opportunity. He hasn't gotten a ton of opportunity, but could get some more opportunity if Jerry Jeudy is out. He's a guy that I'm interested in. Tight end, a couple of guys. Trey McKitty, I think, is a big one this week. You know, in your tight end premiums with Gerald Everett going to be out. And we'll sort of see what the length of his absence is going to be. But Trey McKitty was in. I don't think he's been particularly good. He hasn't been particularly efficient. But again, he's been playing sort of some spot start stuff or some spot snap stuff. It hasn't really been usage. Really, it's been intended usage, really. It's been more he's on the field type of stuff. But, like, I think maybe if he's getting some more work at tight end, he's a, you know, it's a day two profile. You know, there could be something there would be sort of my thought, even though he hasn't really done much through 2 years. The other one, Jack Stoll. He's well ahead of Grant Calcaterra. It was one of the things I was actually looking at. Maybe Grant Calcaterra fits a little bit better into some of the receiving stuff, but it's been Jack Stoll pretty consistently over him, a lot more routes. I think it's like in the snap counts, like 3-1 in favor of Stoll as well. So that would be the pick there. He's 99% available. And and start one non-premium, tough to get excited in some of our deeper formats. Like, you know, in safe leagues, for example, I'm going to try and get him on, right? We'll see what my cuts can be and all that stuff. Losing Goddard obviously hurts. Trey McBride's going to be probably taken, would be why I didn't mention him here, but Zach Ertz being out is a bummer for sure. So so our tight ends getting hit pretty hard this week, but hopefully Kittle will bounce back. Andrews hopefully will get back, and hopefully we'll get Goddard back for a stretch run. And I did have to jump back in and add to this podcast. Good thing I kept it under 10 minutes. I was getting literally ready to send submit on the website, submit in your podcast feeds, but got an update. Khalil Herbert actually out to IR. So again, it's uncertain about what his actual injury was. I saw it was a hip. Tristan Ebner, I'm interested. I'm going to follow on as well. Any ancillary moves that they make in terms of their backfield will be following. But Tristan Ebner becomes a priority free agent this week. All right, that's going to do it. Again, still made it under 10 minutes this week. So with everything that we did in snap reactions this week, I figured this would be abbreviated, and Ebner becomes your big move for the week. All right, that'll do it for this edition. Till next time, continue to embrace the variance. We'll talk again real soon.